This is an RNIB talking book.
Murder is Easy by Agatha Christie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Murder is Easy, Chapter 1. A Fellow Traveller. England. England after many years. How was he going to like it? Luke Fitzwilliam asked himself that question as he walked down the gangplank to the dock. It was present at the back of his mind all through the wait in the customs shed. It came suddenly to the fore when he was finally seated in the boat train. England on leave was one thing, plenty of money to blue, to begin with anyway. Old friends to look up, meetings with other fellows, home like himself. A carefree atmosphere of, well, it won't be long, might as well enjoy myself, soon be going back. But now there was no question of going back. No more of the hot, stifling nights, no more blinding sun and tropical beauty of rich vegetation. No more lonely evenings reading and rereading old copies of the Times. Here he was, honourably retired, on a pension, with some small private means of his own, a gentleman of leisure, come home to England. What was he going to do with himself? England. England on a June day with a grey sky and a sharp biting wind. Nothing welcoming about her on a day like this. And the people. Heavens, the people. Crowds of them. All with grey faces like the sky. Anxious, worried faces. The houses, too, springing up everywhere like mushrooms. Nasty little houses. Revolting little houses. Chicken coops in the grandiose manner all over the countryside. With an effort, Luke Fitzwilliam averted his eyes from the landscape outside the railway carriage window.